Welcome to the New Reality Show, where you can call in live for laser coaching and engage in Q&A with Drs. Art Emmerich and Christina Winzi. Discover how to master the power of your mind, body, and spiritual energies. Get empowered to create your new reality for more happiness, well-being, and success.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Dr. Art. How are you today?
Hello, Dr. Chris. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm really excited about tonight's show also.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
That's good.
All right. Well, I think we ought to tell our new listeners a little something about the show and why we started it. First of all, I'm Dr. Christina Winzi, and I have a long history of helping people with mind, body, spirit techniques. I'm a former chiropractic physician, retired, and now a life success coach. And Dr. Art, you want to tell the people about you?
Yeah, way back 42 years ago, I started practicing clinical hypnotherapy, and what I've noticed is that over that time, I'm starting to form opinions about things. You know, that's what happens when you do something a long time. But I thoroughly enjoy this work, and I'm so glad that we have an opportunity to bring our message and some of the solutions that we've come up with to an international audience, radio and TV. So welcome all the folks out there that are watching and listening to.
Absolutely. This show is a labor of love because we know we can help people one-on-one, but we really wanted to, in this crazy time, everybody is stressed out and people need solutions. They need not only solutions to feeling better in their lives, but solutions to finding success. And that's what we're all about, is how can we help people on a bigger scale? So that's why we have a call-in show. And if you want to call in and ask questions, especially of our wonderful guest tonight, I'm really excited about that. We invited Sherry Fernandez, who is a best-selling author, and we'll tell you more about her in a few minutes. I also want to just say, if you have questions after you hear about Sherry and we talk to her for a little bit, I have no doubt you will, you'll call in on in the U.S. 1-888-627-6008. And if you're outside the U.S., just dial direct 1-323-744-4831. And I'll let you know when we open up the phone lines. So, one last thing is we want to thank our subscribers. We are very grateful to those who have subscribed to the show. And if you like this show and you want to support us, you're welcome to go to the homepage, and there's a link to starting a subscription from as little as $2.99. So $2.99. So with that, Dr. Art, you always have a tip of the week.
I do. I've got one this week. I have a handout, which you're welcome to get a copy of if you like. It's a star, and it's the Good Health Star, and it has typical things on it like eat well, get plenty of rest, and get some exercise, and get some stress management practices going in your life, because we all live under enormous amounts of stress these days. The fifth one is the one I want to talk about tonight, which is laugh. It's been proven that laughter is a negative emotion destroyer. And I've noticed over the years, my clients come in and I introduce them to that, and they say, oh, I'm doing all four of those other things, but I don't find anything very funny anymore. I don't laugh. And I said, if you go a day without laughing, you are jeopardizing your health. So I want to encourage you, if you're not a humorous bent anyway, go find something funny, a funny movie, a cartoon, anything that would make you chuckle. But as soon as you do, it relieves an enormous amount of negative emotion from your system. So get out there and laugh.
That's awesome. It reminds me of, I think it was Norman Cousins, who wrote a book about his healing by renting or getting a whole bunch of comedies and just watching them movie after
movies.
Movie.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And there's something called laughter yoga that you can look up on the internet. They literally have places where you go and laugh. So it's really kind of cool.
I went to one in India, and I was there sort of the last day. And they said in the beginning, people just walk around saying, ha, 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 ha. And it's not funny at all, you know. And then the second day, and then they start chuckling, and then they start laughing. Well, the day that I was there, they were all in hysterics over nothing. You know, they just learned how to let go and laugh. And it was really fun to see.
Well, Dr. Art, you are a jokester. I mean, you keep me laughing. Well, so
I do enjoy humor. I really do.
Yes, you do. And you do it well. Well, I would like to read this intro of our guest. I'm so excited to have her with us. A really special person and a special story. For nearly three decades, Sherry Sterling Fernandez has been a speaker, a teacher, a mentor, and is now the best-selling author of Life Mastery, Personal Progression Toward an Infinite Potential. That's why we had to have her on, right? Sherry and her husband, Ken Fernandez, are a rags-to-riches story. Against all odds, they found success, not only financially, but in each of the eight areas of life mastery: physical, spiritual, relationships, education, motivation, money, lifestyle, and character. The Life Mastery program is a result of their careful study of the principles of success and a lifetime of practicing those principles. What makes Sherry unique in her ability to teach personal development is the years of study and practice she invested to master the principles she now teaches. It all began in 2009 in the midst of the recession, when Sherry opened a boutique fitness, Fit Mania, and personal development business, Fit Life, that grew rapidly and transformed lives. Out of that emerged Sherry's Life Mastery Training, the Life Mastery Mentoring Program, and Sherry's powerful new book that just came out in July, Life Mastery Personal Progression Toward an Infinite Potential, which we learn more about today. They all focus on achieving full life mastery in those eight key areas, a very holistic approach. However, Sherry often observed that people in personal transformation programs leave excited and vowed to change only to slip back into old habits without a practical, accountable way to implement that change. A solution to that is what life mastery brings to the discourse. Sherry maintains that the formula for life mastery is contentment plus progress equals happiness, striving continually towards your infinite potential. And she has the method to keep you in that sustained process of achieving, becoming, and celebrating. Sherry, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. And it's a nice thing she said for the introduction. You said I was special. I like that.
Yes, you definitely are. You definitely are. And I would love to have you spotlighted on the show, on the video. Is there any way to do that, Thomas, so that we can have Sherry when she's speaking? I have to go to the gallery view. Forgive me. I have to do it. Okay. So Sherry, tell us about your rags to riches story, because I know there's so many people who are struggling now because of what we've all been through throughout the world. And please just tell us your story.
It's kind of started, in a way, when I was a child. I don't feel like my life was tragic, although I tell people the story, they say, oh my gosh, you've been through so many hard things. When I was about seven and a half, my parents got divorced, and I was the oldest of four girls. And we lived in this little town, early 1960s. So women just didn't get divorced in those days, right? And here's my mother, no skills, no ability to make a living over these four little girls. And we're kind of ragamuffins in this little town. And a little bit probably, well, you can imagine what it would have been like, a small town. And I just wandered. I think I might have wandered anyway, even I hadn't been to the circumstances. But my mother was preoccupied with her life. And not that we were horribly neglected, but kind of. And I just wandered around. It gave me a lot of time alone. I'd wander all over this town and go to movies and go to the pool, just wander around the parks and see what's happening. But I had a lot of time to think. And somewhere, I remember distinctly thinking on some of those walks around town, I'm somebody special. Something special is going to happen to me. I've got great things. I have no idea what that would look like. I didn't know what great things would be. I just knew that something great was out there for me. And years went by, of course, you know, and you hit the teenage years. My parents, after a couple of other marriages, then got married again. We had a few years of stability in my mid-teens. But it kind of, that feeling, then I hit the road, the hippie thing, you know, and all that stuff. And I told about that in the book, the sex, drugs, and rock and roll era. So I sort of forgot about the special thing. I was too busy, you know, partying.
Using and partying.
I'm not sure there's a lot of people who kind of did some of their own version of that. But when I decided to get married, never wanted to be married because marriage did not look good to me. My parents, several marriages, you know, obviously, I thought I'm not doing that. But I had a child. And then I said, okay, I can't just have stability. I think I need to be married, have a home, that kind of thing. So my husband felt the same. I met him, fell in love, and we felt the same. And we just left that lifestyle like cold turkey. We knew we couldn't survive in that kind of a. So we settled down, quit drinking, quit all the partying, left all those friends. And we hadn't been married very long, had another child quite soon. And that feeling started coming back. I'm destined. I just knew there was great things out there for me, but we were poorer than dirt. Christine, Kim worked two jobs. I did daycare and we could not feed ourselves. It was just desperate. And so I'm in that position. And yet I think I want it all. If I'm going to be married, which I don't want to do, I'm going to have the best marriage anybody could ever have. I'm the very best marriage possible. And I'm going to have babies. I still want to have a sexy, good body. I think I can have it all. I just believed I could. I want no ceiling on my finances, not to be, you know, I didn't need to have like jets and stuff. I just wanted to not have to scrape up the money every time I wanted a vacation or a washer or new shoes for the kids, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to think of my life as always having a ceiling on my finances and having to budget. I hate budgeting. And I didn't want to have to do that anymore. In all those areas, I'd been a debater in high school. And so I was good mind. But I didn't go to college because I was too busy, you know, drinking and partying. So I wanted to get that education that I'd missed, not formal, but to educate my mind. So I did believe I could do it all. And so I had to figure out how. And I went to work reading the books and listening to audio programs and studying the lives of people who were successful and trying to pick up the little bits that I could. Of course, we're still busy trying to put food on the table, but my husband did the same. And we began to, the formula started to rise to the top, so to speak. And I found some systems. I had to figure those out myself. And we did. We set a goal to have $1 million, be worth $1 million at 40 when we were 40. We went from that poverty to having $1 million when we were 40. It took a while. Almost all. Barely made it, but. And then, continue to progress. We're in our 60s now and all those areas we continue to progress in and will continue because it's an infinite potential, right? So we're not going to ever arrive. Right. And I hope that people realize that thing about the happiness. It is the journey. It's the getting just a little better every day that makes people happy. It isn't like if I'm really good every day, when I get to that place, I'll be happy. Because you'll never. Mm-hmm. But that's the journey forward that makes people happy.
Absolutely.
You said something in the early part, and I think that it does separate you from so many people. You knew that you were special and something was going to happen. And a lot of people don't have that knowing. Do you have any idea where that came from?
I do not, actually. It was interesting when I was a child. I mean, I really thought that I was not like superior than everybody else, but there was something unique about me that was, and everybody else was not. You know, I think I thought that as a child. When I came back around as an adult, I mean, obviously you can't be like, well, I'm the most unique person in the universe, right? So I realized that everybody's special. I'm not more special than anybody else. I'm unique and special in my own work, my own right, but everybody's special in their own right. Mm-hmm. So that knowledge was refined by some maturity. And obviously you can't go around thinking you're better than everybody else.
Right, right. Yeah. But still you had a knowing, which is the key. You know, you just knew it.
Yes. Yes. And I figured that out at a time when, you know, you have to know. I don't know how much I realized at the time, but we were kind of looked down on and I had these, you know, protruding teeth and I was a gangly girl and just didn't have much of anything, and we didn't have the family. I mean, all that stuff, the poverty, the divorce, and all that stuff, it didn't even seem to, it just seemed to like go right over my head. I didn't stop and think, well, I must be lesser than because I don't have, you know, the kind of clothes everybody else has. I never done it. So I don't know where that came from. I wish it for everybody. I wish everybody could just see how special they are. And if I could have develop a magic pill or a magic something, I would. But everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, I do too, because I have a little ladder, and people come in to see me, and I say, hope is on the bottom step, and thinking. Do you think you're going to get better? Do you feel like you're going to get better? Do you believe you're going to get better? Do you know you're going to get better? And we talk a lot about the difference between all of those. And knowing seems to not require external validation. It comes from deep within you. And I would just love to bottle that up for whatever you got and be able to pass it on, because it is so valuable. And it doesn't sound like you had a background that would have necessarily provided you with that knowing.
Yeah.
And you did it anyway. Yeah.
Not stable. You know, I mean, my parents loved me, but they were kind of self-absorbed, you know?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know how that came about either. I do think it's possible for anybody to have that kind of knowledge. And the other thing, I put this formula in my book about contentment with who I am plus progress equals happiness. You do have to be content in the fact that you know you deserve it.
Yes.
And then I can move forward. If I feel like I'm lacking, I don't feel like I deserve it. And so people will say, well, I just love myself the way I am and not want stuff or want it. No, you need to know you're good now for sure. But you also want to add progress to that. Because being stagnant, everybody knows that being stagnant is not happy. Everybody knows we're miserable when we're backsliding. We don't often flip it over. Yeah, but when I'm moving forward, I'm really happy. That's the opposite.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. I just want to take a little station break to let people know how to call in. So hopefully people are gathering their questions. And if we don't have a caller, we're just going to keep on asking you questions because we have so much that we want to know from you. So you're listening to the New Reality Show on BBS Talk Radio with Drs. Art Emmerich and Christina Winsey. And we're talking to Sherry Fernandez, best-selling author of Life Mastery, Personal Progression Toward an Infinite Potential. And our phone lines are open. So if you have a question you'd like to ask Sherry, she is a master at helping people. And, you know, that's what she's here for, is to share her process and help you right on the air. 1-888-627-6008. And if you are outside the U.S., dial direct 1-323-744-4831. So feel free to call in with your questions. And meanwhile, Sherry, tell us how your program is different from other personal development programs. I think that would be a really important thing for people to know.
There's a couple of things that I believe are different. Well, I'm sure different than anything I've ever seen. One is, this is not so different because some of the people I followed, this was true of, but I went out and I learned it, I lived it, I practiced it before I taught it. And so I was able to prove everything that I put in the book. And I was very careful when I wrote the book to say, do I know this? Do I know this of myself? Mm-hmm. I don't want to come up with some nice idea I read in a book and think, let me just put that in my book. I wasn't very tempted to do that, but I wanted to really, really be aware, because I do that in my coaching too. I don't want to come off as if I know something I don't really know. If I haven't practiced it, I can read a book, you know, and this is this great book and this guy's got these ideas and he's quotes these studies and that's good. We like those, but it's not a proven thing. I'm not going to teach somebody that I don't know positively of myself is true. So that would be one thing. I think Zig Ziglar was like that, and Jim Rohn. Some of those guys were successful first, and then they taught how to be successful. And so I think in that vein, that's a little more unique nowadays. Probably the biggest thing that's different about life mastery and my approach to it is what frustrated me when I'm trying to learn how to develop myself, how I can be better, it was easy to find motivation, and we really tracked it down. I've heard Zig Ziglar speak many times, a lot of those people, you know, Wayne Dyer, a lot of those people, and we've listened to audio programs, we were always absorbing it, took workshops. I could get motivated, but what was always lacking for me is just give me a starting point. Tell me some concrete thing I can do to get started. Like I get the idea, I'm motivated, I want to, I've got a big vision, I've got some ideas of my own, but what's the system, what's the program? And so that's what I sought out for myself. My program is not complicated. It's very simple because you don't want a big complicated program. You have to learn this big program to make your dreams come true. Simple little techniques. They're the how to do those happen. And that's what I've not seen that anywhere. Not to the level that I've found. Concrete. Here you are. Three tools to put your goals into action steps and your action steps into practice. Mm-hmm. And when one of my favorite topics to speak on when I'm asked to speak, if I can get it in, is why systems are more important than goals. You've got to have good systems, but the goals don't ever happen. The greatest goals, the well thought out goals in the world, but if you don't have a system, pretty soon life happens and you forget and you're off doing something else and you've practically forgotten about what you wanted.
Yeah.
You think that's why so many people fail? Because they know exactly what they want, but they don't know how to get there. And it sounds like you got a lot of how in your work there.
That's exactly right. And this is what I feel bad about. It kind of reminds me of why people feel bad about diets, because diets don't work. But when they gain the weight back, they feel like it's their fault. It's the system, right? And it's the same way with the goals. People feel like, oh, I'm a failure because I have this New Year's resolution. I set these goals. And then I just kind of forgot about them. They're not a failure. Nobody gave them a good system. They didn't have a good system to put their goals into effect. And so, of course, life comes at you, you're putting out fires, you're busy doing all these other things. And if you don't have a system, you're going to fail. You just are going to fail.
Yeah. And it's not just systems. It's also developing the habits to keep with the systems, you know?
Yeah. One of the things I teach is a tracking sheet. I think if you can get this one habit, two things, tracking sheet and affirmations, because tracking sheet is what you do and the affirmations are who you're trying to be. If I can get somebody in the habit of doing those, which are very simple, little things, only a couple of minutes, then everything else will happen. So if I'm using my tracking sheet, I'm like, oh yeah, I got to work out today. Oh yeah, I've got to get my 70 ounces of water. Oh, I haven't read yet today, right? It's all right there in front of me and I don't want a blank spot on my tracking sheet. So I get it done. So if you're using a tracking sheet, a planner, or you're writing affirmations, if you're taking that few minutes of daily planning, everything will happen if you're committed. I mean, still, you still got some self-discipline and make it happen. But honestly, I think a lot of people just forget. They just forgot, oh yeah, I was going to get in shape this year.
Yeah, I totally get it. So that's why you wrote Life Mastery, I take it, because you had lived it and you wanted to pass on to people, you know, how to do this. You had a passion, obviously, for helping people. I was interested in Fit Mania because it sounds like you put that together when the workout craze of, you remember the Jane Fonda workouts and the, you know, when we were all in our 30s and we could do aerobics like crazy. Was it that era that you did Fit Mania?
No, it was actually a lot later than that. I had, you know, I told you I don't have a sexy body and I'm trying to figure this out before internet. So, which is probably good in some ways, that was probably a good thing too, but I was reading books and studying, trying to figure out what is the answer to that, to keep that little extra weight off. And you know, I tried all those diets back in the day and I did the aerobics and some of those things. I did pretty good, but I was really 50 years old before. I was like, this is so obvious. And nobody tells you how obvious it is. It's so simple. And I was doing some personal development a little bit here and I was helping people with fitness you know, I hate to say the word diet, but you know what they ate, let's talk about their food over here. And I thought, I want my own platform. I don't want to do what other people, I want to do it the way I know is true and right. And it was actually during the recession. And about a year before that, I could have walked into any bank and got a loan for just about any amount. Then the recession, remember how people didn't want all the money and they weren't going to anybody, you know, even our bank, who we had done so much, you know, millions of dollars worth of business with, they were like, yeah, and I only wanted like $50,000 or something. It wasn't very much money. And they were like, yeah, I don't know. So I finally found a bank and got the loan and started the business then. And it was basically a boot camp program, but a little more directed, a little more results oriented with a plan. And we're very effective. It was extremely effective. And sure enough, just as I thought, people would get into shape and we'd get results really quick if they worked the program. And then they wanted, okay, what else can I do with the things I've learned? I've got these new disciplines. I've got this new body. I want to get out of debt now. I want to work on that. Or I want to get a new job. The possibilities start opening up. So we had a two-part program. We integrated a lot. It wasn't just here or here, but we taught some of those skills along, tracking sheets and some of those things that I still teach. And very successful in results. Fortunately, we had another business that was very successful financially that was able to support this one because not lucrative. And that stress kind of wore on me, not lucrative financially, but as far as results, we just did really well. It was awesome and great.
Wonderful.
Great privilege to work.
Wonderful. Thomas, can you show her book, the Life Mastery book, so the audience can see the cover? I'm assuming, Sherry, that you want them to get it on Amazon, or did you want them to get it on Amazon?
Yep. We do sell the hardback on the website if you want an autographed copy, but you can get hardback, paperback, or ebook. And in about a month, you'll be able to get the audiobook, but it's not available quite yet. But you can get it on Amazon. This is as good a place to get it as any. Unless you want an autographed copy, then you can get it on the website. And
okay. Awesome. So if someone wanted mentoring in life mastery, is there a program available?
Yes, there is. I still do some coaching, but of course I can only do so many and I'm trying to maintain my lifestyle so I don't overwhelm myself with that. And then I have people I've worked with me. They were trainers. They start off as trainers when I had Fitmania. They took the coaching program. They've been doing it for a long time. And so we have four of those and I've got another five or six that are training, working with me to be trained that they can teach these principles. We go back and forth between coaching and mentoring. There's everybody seems everywhere you go, seems like somebody's a life coach. And so we feel like we're more like mentors, even though we take your money for it. It's more of a mentoring program where we teach people the skills, but also help them figure out what they want. If you're not a good coach if you can't help somebody determine what it is that they want. And I'm sure you do that. You know that.
Sure.
I'm not teaching the skills. You have to help them talk through what they want and before you can help them implement the plan.
Right. Absolutely.
The good program is fabulous. And it's the same thing that's in the book. You could get this book. It was my prayer that a person could buy the book. And if they were very diligent, they could work the program on their own.
Mm-hmm.
Self-started. But the reality is it probably will help. You can find a mentor.
Yeah. You talked a lot about this tracking sheet. Could you say a little bit more about what that is, how it works?
Yeah, I started that when I was that poor woman, that poor little wife and mother. I was 25 years old. I thought there's got to be some habits I wanted to develop. And they were pretty simple. There was about three, and then I added a fourth one. And so I thought, well, these little charts you do for children, little work charts, it's got to work for adults. And so I developed the little one and did by hand. And that's when I started. It looks just, this is a polished version of the same thing. So it's basically like a calendar. You put down the left-hand side, there's some spaces for the things you want to accomplish every day. Or you can determine maybe three times a week or however you want to do that, the habits you're trying to create or the things you want to do that month, the days of the month across the top. And that's very simple. You get it done, you get a check. If it's the day you don't do that thing, like if you're going to work out 5 days a week and it's not on Saturday and Sunday, you get an X. So the spot's not blank. And if you're supposed to do it and you didn't do it, you get a blank spot. And none of it's our ego or our brain or what it is that hates those blank spots. But you would be surprised how motivating that not having that little blank spot can be. And it still is for me today. I need to go to bed, but I've got to do this thing because I don't want that blank spot.
That's brilliant. That is really brilliant that you came up with that as a tracking device.
It's about habits, and you've got to develop the habits, right? And so it's way to do it. Simple, right? And those are free on my website, by the way. I've given those away for forever.
Awesome.
You can get those on the website if you'd like a free one.
Awesome. That's great. I just want to do a quick station break so that we can have people call in if they need the number. You're listening to the New Reality Show with Drs. Art Emmerich and Christina Winsey, and our special guest, Sherry Fernandez, best-selling author of Life Mastery. And if you have any questions for any of us, actually, we do laser coaching right on the show. And of course, Sherry's here talking about her amazing system. You can dial 1-888-627-6008. And if you're outside the U.S., dial 1-323-744-4831.
Some people may have a question and they're a little bit embarrassed about it or something. So remember, as they did on Fraser Crane, you can always say, "I'm calling for a friend." You know, you don't have to own the problem. So just please feel free to call in and let us know how Sherry can help you.
Yes, absolutely. I think there is a certain amount of resistance to calling in on a live show. But if you do call in, you will not be on camera. You will only be heard, and you can give a fake name if that helps.
Right. Good advice.
You know, the thing that I find, and Sherry, maybe you find this too, is that people sometimes feel ashamed that they need to ask for help. They feel ashamed that they can't seem to break the self-sabotage. And if you were to give advice to someone who just really, is not joining a program or not getting a coach, or, you know, because they feel as though it's they have to do it themselves, what might you say to someone like that?
Well, I would ask them, would they get a financial advisor for financial advice? Would you get a trainer for fitness advice? We look to professionals all the time. We go to the doctor so we can get some advice. So to go to somebody that is prepared to help you sort some things out, it really would be, it's there's no shame in that. We do it all the time. It's just a different part of our life that we're looking for some help in. I would say one other thing though, to please find somebody who's on higher ground than you are. I make sure, I love what you guys are doing. I'm so excited to see what you do and your maturity, because I'm telling you, if I see one more 25-year-old that's a life coach, you don't even know what you're doing yourself, you know? So I would really just ask people, make sure that you're on higher ground. And, you know, we talk with our mentors, our coaches, and sometimes they often feel, maybe I don't have enough to offer. And I remind them, they just have to be on higher ground than the clients. But I would insist they be on higher ground than the clients. And we're very careful to match people up so that we have the kind of maturity that the person who needs help
needs. Yes. Well, Dr. Art and I, between the two of us, it's almost 100 years.
I feel your heart and what you're trying to accomplish here. I can relate to it. And I had an overwhelmingly warm, good feeling about the both of you right off on the show as soon as it started. So good.
Oh, awesome.
That's good to hear. I noticed that you use the term mentoring rather than coaching. Is there a preference for mentoring over coaching?
Well, truly, in the truest form, mentoring is where somebody is farther along than you, and they just sort of take you under their wing and they mentor you, and then you don't pay them. And the problem I've been having with coaching is, like I said before, everywhere I turn, there's a 25-year-old who, or a 30-year-old who just got divorced and trying to figure out their life and they want to, I think I'll be a life coach. And so mentoring, I think, denotes that somebody's got more maturity and have some wisdom to offer. You know, back in, you know, for forever, people would seek out the old wise leader of the community, right? They'd climb the little mountain to the wise man on the hill or whatever. And now we're taking advice from people who don't, on Instagram.
Yes. Yes.
Right. It's a little disturbing. I don't understand it, honestly, myself. It must be out of the loop. It must be too old. So yeah, that would be what I'd say. You know, everybody needs advice in areas of life that do find somebody. You wouldn't want to hire a fat trainer or a broke financial advisor. So do make sure you find somebody who's got a successful life and can help you, can show you the way rather than just tell you what to do.
Well, and, you know, in fairness, I will say, one of the things that I have seen is there are quite a few millennials and young people who actually have a great deal of wisdom, more than I did at that age. There are some really amazing young people coming up. And I have to say, my son is one of them. He is going to be 25, and he's a personal trainer, and he's been a personal trainer for 7 years while he went through college. He was training his college friends, and now he's a professional trainer in New York. He's primarily an actor. But the wisdom that comes through him, and of course I'm partial, but you know, I'm his mom, but truly, you know, I have met a number of young people, but you're right. I mean, there are people on Instagram that know nothing, that are just spouting their advice. And so, yeah, I get it.
And I'd like to go back and just maybe cover my tracks a little bit on that a little bit too. Like, the people that I work, I have an attachment to millennials. I've got six kids, you know, and most of them are past the millennial age now, but well, or somewhere in that. But also, I work with millennials. The person, I think you saw the promotion for the show tonight. That was Chad, who I've worked with for years. When we were at FitMania, I would watch him work with people on food. And you know, it was a tricky thing, they're not just food, but their whole fitness. And I'd watch him at that time, he's late 20s to early to 30, and to watch the tenderness and the compassion and the insight as he would work with middle-aged women who are saying, I don't look like I feel like I am, and they I would watch him, and he just totally amazes me. So you were right, there's some millennials with a lot of wisdom, and especially in certain areas, like your son's a fitness trainer, and that's a really good place to start. Chad started as a trainer, food coach. That gave him some experience in how to work with people. And I'm big. Mm-hmm. He does the business and the financial part. Mm-hmm. I'm begging him to be a mentor himself. And I'm like, you know, you're good. You'll be great. But no, you're right. They are marvelous. I hate it when people criticize millennials, because they really are an incredible generation.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. So, go ahead, Dr. Art. I was just going to ask you if you had questions.
Yeah, Sherry, I think you said that systems are more important than goals are. I just wonder if you could comment a little bit on what your thinking is on that.
Well, again, if you don't have someplace, some way to work your plan. So you take the guy that maybe he's going to get in shape in January 1st, and he goes out and he buys this new shoes and his new gym shorts and his new gym membership, and he's going to get fit, he's going to get in shape. It's if he knows what he thinks he's going to do, well, I'm going to work out and I'm going to eat right. When you get into it, I'm not really sure what that looks like. Did I determine how often I was going to work out? What was I going to do? What constitutes a workout? Can I drop on the floor and do 25 push-ups, or do I have to actually go to the gym? It doesn't matter. It's just, you have to outline it, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. And did I do it or didn't I do it? So it's pretty easy, that kind of mind commitment. I'm going to do this thing, this may be, and in some sense, stay with the doldrums. And it's hard to stay going. I have a system. Did I do it? Did I not do it? Did I do this? Did I not do it? Right? And I'm reminded every day, because I've got other things. I'm reminded these are the things I do every day. I know that a client gets it when they go right to the systems. Most goals, you don't even have to stop and put right down. You put them right into your systems. I was working with a young woman who, children, barely adults. And she wanted to do this daily journal where she wrote something every day in their little journals for each of these. And she wanted to do this for years. She came in one day and she said, I just put on my tracking sheet to write my journals every day. She didn't write the goal down. She went right. You won't forget. And she's doing fine. She's doing great with that. And for 2 years, she's wanted to do this. So the system, if you don't have a good system, if you have a good system, you most goals you wouldn't need to write down. if you have good systems. Can I share another system with you, Dr. Art? About laughing made me think of this. The other system I use, because some things we want to do, but there's something that we can't measure it, right? I want to be great, more grateful. So I write down, and I say, a list of affirmations. What is it I want to be? I am grateful. I am cheerful. Well, I'm a happy person, but I've always been a pretty serious person, and I don't laugh very much. And so about 10 years ago, I tell this in the book, about 10 years ago, I started writing on my affirmations. I laugh easily and often. And you know what? I do. I laugh all the time now. So affirmations are a really good way to change who we are. So that would be another system.
Good. Yeah.
And you can also back up your other one. I'm a person that works out every day. And I also have it on my tracking sheet. I work, here's my work. Those are two of the three systems that I use. And those are the main two.
Very good. And also, Dr. Art, I hope I didn't cut you off. Did you have another question?
That's good.
Okay. I love this. Contentment plus progress equals happiness. Striving continually towards your infinite potential. And, one of the things in NLP that we often have to use always have to use with clients is chunking things down so that they're not so big, because infinite potential is kind of like, okay, what is my potential? And yes, we do have infinite potential, and people choose these huge goals and think that they should have accomplished them yesterday. So I love the fact that you have this contentment plus progress equals happiness. And it also will equal them achieving their goal, because you're helping them to be where they are on each step of the path and see their progress with the tracking sheet and with the system. And it keeps them happy along the way. What I find is people have expectations that we often have to remind them, I know you want it now. I know you want it yesterday, and you're still on the path. You're going to get there as long as you stick with the plan.
Positive. That's two things you said I thought so smart. One, I wish I had said myself. I've not said this in an interview, but the other part of the tracking sheet is you can see the progress that you've made. And, I don't do this either. I rarely throw my tracking sheets away. I chuck them away somewhere, because that's a month's worth of progress, right? And I find my clients do the same thing. In fact, we're working on a planner where you can just keep all this stuff in one place. But then they can, they feel discouraged. I'm not making any progress. I thought it'd be, then you can look back at your tracking sheet and look how well I did. When I first started, I was only getting 3 workouts a week. And now I was just working out because it's such an easy one to relate to. Now I'm working out 5 days a week all the time. Right? Mm-hmm. I used to only have 3 items on my tracking sheet. Now look what I've got. And we don't stop often enough to look back and see where we've been. So I love that you said that. It gives us a chance to measure our progress. Mm-hmm. A lot of my clients, I either sometimes will take the percentage of the things that they did compared to the things that they had set for themselves and try to get a higher percentage every month. And that's so good. And then what you said is it's just moving forward, you'll get there. Okay, I have this big goal that I want to have this, we'll go physical again, rocking hard, ripped body. I know, this is going back to why systems are more important. If I do this kind of working out at this level every day, 5 days a week, and I eat like this, I will get there. What you said, I will get there if I work the plan. Mm-hmm. I don't even need to think about that anymore. I make these habits. I just know that's going to happen. I can get on to something else now. I'll get there, and probably pretty quick. I can't do any better than what I'm doing anyway, so I'll get there. Now let me put that energy into some other thing, other project. Now I've got habits in place. Once you get habits in place, it's just going to happen. If I save X number of dollars, I want so much money in the bank. If I save X number of dollars a week, and I put that in plan, automatically taken out of my account, goes in this account, or I put it out in there, however I do that every week, it's just going to happen. Right. So that's I like what you said. It takes the stress off.
It does. What I'd love for you to do now is turn it into, how do you help people with the success, the financial success side of helping them create a plan to, whether it's entrepreneurial, you know, obviously you have this rags to riches story, you know how to be an entrepreneur and build businesses. And as I started out in the beginning of the show, people are hurting financially due to all the lockdowns and things. What's happening in your program with, do you attract people who are looking to build businesses?
I attract a lot of entrepreneurs, whether they already have businesses or they'd like to be, for some reason, not always, not 100% by any means. I'm not screening them for that. They just happens to be who I draw. Sure. I've had to say one principle before I talk about how I would help people like that. But so during COVID, a lot of people did suffer through COVID and lost their way. And some of it is, there's no doubt nothing much could have helped that. But I have noticed this is what adversity does. You have two options. You can pivot, as they say in the business world. I can say, okay, I'm running this. I live right downtown. And so we've watched the businesses and the bars go out of business. And some are thriving. They're just doing great. They found some ways to adjust. For example, our mayor said that no bars could be open unless they served food. Well, most of them got shut down, but a couple of them got smart. They went to Costco, bought boxes of, I don't know, whatever, appetizers, whatever, they pop them in the microwave and they serve them there. Now they can stay open, right? There was a lot of ways, if you were creative, and this is where a coach comes in handy. They can help you see the possibilities. Like I talked to this gal, this is going back to how I help people. Talked to this gal the other day, she loves doing eyelashes. She said, I can't get rich doing eyelashes. I can only work so much and my body hurts. I said, why do you love it? Well, I love it because I get to work with people. I feel like I'm a healer. People like to talk to me. And said, so you love it. You don't have to do eyelashes. I pointed this out to her. It's really obvious to you and me, but it wasn't to her. She learned to do eyelashes and she's connected doing eyelashes to being able to talk with people, make people feel better about life. You could do anything, Whitley, if you want to. You can do any other thing in the whole world that works with people and do the same thing. So now we just have to find a thing that you can make better money at than eyelashes. That still satisfies that need. So I don't know if that really answers your question. I'm a big believer, and so far I've not been proven wrong, that you can have it all. And so if you don't have to suffer during adverse times, you can just pivot, find a new way of looking at the way that you do things. The businesses that have really struggled are the ones that said, this is the way we do it. And now we can't do it that way. We'll have to close our doors. Mm-hmm. The people who survive and the people who did that also suffered during COVID. The people who said, well, I've got to find a new way of doing things. I can still make my goals happen how can I do that? How can I turn it around a little bit? So I love entrepreneurs. They're always thinking.
Yeah. Sherry, I'm sure you know that you are a very influential woman in so many people's lives. Who has influenced you a lot, and how did they do that? Are there any people that come to mind that are really big influences in your life?
I really have this great desire to be somebody who can influence and be there for other people, because I didn't have anybody. And I felt like there had been some gift from the universe, from God, however you want to look at that, that was there for me, because there was nobody there at the crossroads. We moved. I went to 12 grade schools. Yeah, can you imagine? There was nobody. Connected.
Oh my goodness.
I want to have somebody, I want to be the person that can connect. The person that, you know, I'd say to two influences, the biggest one was first a conglomerate of big thinkers, philosophers, modern and ancient. Again, the Zig Ziglars and the Jim Rohns of this world and the Wayne Dyers and so many people like that. Mm-hmm. I saw a lot of them speak, but it was just listening to them reading. I didn't know them personally, right? They were huge. And then the one individual person would be my husband, who is very wise in his own right. He does a lot of work with people too. He's inspired. And the reason I wrote the book is a lot of people told me, please, I should write a book. When he said I should write it, I wrote it. Because he's that person. When he says something, he doesn't talk a lot, doesn't tell me a lot of things, but when he says it, I listen because he's wise.
Yeah. That's really nice.
That's really nice. A very nice tribute to your husband.
Absolutely.
he could do all of this himself, and yet he's happy to let me shine and stay in the background. And that's just the kind of guy he is.
Mm-hmm. That's great. So,
yeah, it's a lot of this is so interesting because you've really spanned the gamut of experiences in life, you know? And I think that's, if I were to say anything to young people, it's that something you said earlier is you have to have lived it and experienced it before you can mentor it. And that is really the truth. And so don't bemoan what you're going through. It's teaching you something, and you will be able to help others when you have mastered it. Yes. And there are things beyond our control. And, you know, I always go back to the serenity prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. And while you're in this process of not being able to change certain things, what are you learning from them? What are they giving you? Yeah.
That is so wise, and it's so true. There's a little saying I like, and I quote it quite a bit. It said, but there's a, in theory, there's no difference between theory and practice, but in practice there is. And so that experience, I do have a reputation for being very wise. I don't say this very often, but I think, well, that's because I made a lot of mistakes.
Yeah.
That's a hard way. That's if you learn from your mistakes, you know, older is not necessarily wiser. You can be old and less wise than you were when you were younger if you're not learning from
your mistakes.
Yes. As you go, yeah. Now, you have set and accomplished, I can't even guess how many goals. Would you be willing to share, what are some of your current goals that you're working on that you still aspire to achieve?
So right now, obviously, I'm working on, it's been this year through July, sharing Life Mastery and doing everything I can to get the Life Mastery book and program out there 1 year. And then I want to, I've got some other things in mind that I'd like to do. Pick up my travel a little bit. I'm thinking I'd like to buy, I grew up on the back of a horse in my teenage years, those stable years. And I wanted to own horses ever since then, but I married this. He had cowboy boots and a cowboy hat when I met him, just in my defense. Turns out he doesn't like horses, but pardon me. So I'd like to get a small ranch, maybe just a secondary property, and own horses again. So at the end of that year, I'd like to examine that. I've got the audiobook, of course, in the short term, that coming out. Lifelong dreams on my big dreams list to visit the Galapagos Islands. We're doing that in February. So there's a few things I have going on.
Great. Those are wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Are you speaking around the world, around the country? What's the book tour kind of thing?
Not very much the last couple of years. next year. It's fun. I've had a couple of interviews with psychics, which I thought that'd be odd, but it was not odd at all. It was the greatest interviews. But one of them told me they saw me on a book tour, speaking book tour next year, which is actually my intention. You know, we've got the COVID thing, and so I'm obviously speaking a lot less than I was. And even before that, I was speaking less because once I sold my business, I didn't have I wasn't as visible.
Yeah.
The offers to speak, but I'm just getting on a couple of speaking programs where I can be a little more visible and doing a little more of that. But yeah, I've been speaking in public before I ever started mentoring, motivational relationships, goal setting, those kind of things for 25 years, probably. I've been doing that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. And yeah. I'm sorry that we didn't have any people calling in, but you know what? We asked you a ton of questions. So I think anybody listening to the show will have gotten a great deal of wisdom from you. And so the best thing is your book. They can go to Amazon and look for, maybe Thomas, you can put the book up again. It's called Life Mastery. And it's The Personal Progression Toward an Infinite Potential by Sherry Fernandez. And if you want an autographed copy, Sherry said, go to her website, which is what, Sherry?
lifemasteryinfo.com, and we have some free downloads there too, the tracking sheet, a couple of other things. And
okay.
Then I'm accessible. You know, I answer, if people email me or they contact me on Facebook or however they do that, it's about my only options. I answer everybody that emails me or contacts me. So if you do that, I will answer.
Wonderful. And folks, we thank you for joining us. Next week, Dr. Art and I will be helping people with the challenges of addiction. As you know, that's my specialty, especially eating disorders. And but it can be anything from nail biting to drugs and alcohol. We're going to be talking about how to help you with addiction issues. And believe me, with COVID and with the lockdowns, there are a lot of people who have sort of let go of healthy practices and are not doing such great things. So next week, that's our topic, and it's just me and Dr. Art. So we look forward to that. And you can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/newrealityshow. And if you want to listen to any past shows, we've got a lot of freebies that we've offered you. And if you want information on EFT, you might want to watch the show on EFT. Our archives have all different topics, you can write into contactnrshow@gmail.com. That's contact. N as in Nancy, R as in Rachel, show@gmail.com. So thank you, everybody. Dr. Art, any parting words?
Just another thank you to Sherry for being such a fabulous guest and having so much good information for people who want to know how to make their life a mastery. That's
yes.
Good.
Yeah. Awesome.
No, it was fun to be with you guys. You do great work here. I like it. It was fun to interview.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for joining us. If you've enjoyed this show, please consider being a supporter. You can find that on our show page. Tune in every Friday night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, and find us on Facebook at facebook.com/newrealityshow for announcements of upcoming topics and exciting guest interviews. Bye for now.